This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is Totally Cool Tech Podcast Edition number 540, A Geek's Christmas List. For Christmas Eve, Saturday, December 24th, 2011, I'm Norbert Davis, your host. Hey, I'm excited. It's Christmas Eve. I have some work to do, if you know what I mean. Because Christmas is going to be a really, really cool. I think there's going to be some real fun around here. Especially for my boys, because we got the stuff we need for a game room, which was the Roku, the XS, the latest one, the Roku 2 XS that has the Angry Birds on it, which one of my boys just really loves. That Wesley just really loves Angry Birds, and now he can play it on a Roku. Got him a 40-inch LCD LED TV. That was really cool. Got him some bean bags. We're going to be pretty soon taking down. I have a futon up here in my my studio slash loft slash work area, whatever. I'm going to be taking that down there, putting that together for them. What else do we have? Well, they have some stuff they're going to be moving from up here to down there. I got this projector thing that I got the for Christmas last year or the year before. That thing's pretty cool. They can always plug it into their one of their games and play that. They're going to be moving their Wii and one of their Xboxes over there. So, I mean, they're really going to be making this game room really cool, and that's going to be so fun, working with the boys and getting them to do that, because they've been getting rid of their toy room. It's now going to be a game room, so I'm happy about that. All right, what else have we got for you? First, what I want to tell you about is our sponsor, and that is Mosey Pro for Business. And they have gone ahead and signed up to be a sponsor for the techpodcasts.com crew. And they got a really great product. I want to tell you about it here. Because when it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people, having a good location. But one of the things that is often overlooked, and that is protecting the data that powers your business. Did you know that 12,000 laptops are stolen or lost at airports every single week? And I've done a lot of traveling over the past year. I always have my laptop with me. I mean, I really took good care of making sure it was with me all the time. But they get lost all the time. It's amazing. And according to one study, only 7% of companies that lose their data centers for 10 days or more will survive beyond a year. Now, Mosey is the most trusted name on online backup. They back up more data than the entire written works of mankind from the beginning of recorded history in all languages. Businesses of all sizes and consumers use Mosey to back up everything from emails to contracts to important documents to family pictures and music. It's automatic and it works. Check out this testimonial. Jeremy, a landscape architect, used to back up his firm's data by storing everything on an external hard drive and then taking it home every night. Then he discovered Mosey Pro, which, in his words, simplified everything and was so easy to set up. Now, if you're not currently backing up your business data with Mosey Pro, here's a great reason why you should consider using Mosey Pro. During the backup process, the files are safeguarded with military-grade encryption and stored at Mosey's world-class data centers. So if your business is not backed up with Mosey Pro, or you're just not being backed up at all, you really need to make sure that your data gets backed up. Give Mosey a call. They've been doing this for a long time, and they run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using the promo code PODCAST15. Just call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776. Or visit moseypro.com. That's moseypro.com. Okay, now, I want to really dedicate this episode to my wife, Diane, who has put up with all my business-related traveling this year for my 9-to-5 job that I've been doing, and who will have to endure yet again another week without me while I'm covering the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, January 9th through the 13th. and for being such a great wife and friend and the biggest supporter of the show, in that she has not let me quit when I wanted to a couple of times. I'm giving her, she's going to be listening to this on a brand new Kindle Fire for Christmas. It's been on her geek's wife's list, you know, Christmas list, since it came out. You know, she saw it, she was asking me all sorts of questions. What about this? What about that? What about the other? You know, and there was nothing bad I can say about it. It's a nice little tablet. You know, it's running Android. It's inexpensive. You can put some apps on it. It's an e-reader for her, which she is an avid reader. And that's the biggest thing about that. I cannot deny her this thing, because she isn't such an avid reader, and she loves her other Kindle. And we got her the Kindle, the Wi-Fi version. Oh, was it Mother's Day? It was, I think, last Mother's Day, and she loved it. But since, you know, she also is a lover of the iPad, you know, and her Kindle, I wanted to kind of give her a 2-in-1 device that would be really cool. So, honey, since I'm going to make you listen to the podcast, well, at least just beginning of this, Merry Christmas, baby. You deserve the Kindle Fire. All right. So let's go ahead and get on to my geek's Christmas list and today's episode of the Totally Cool Tech. And I got a couple things that I've been looking at here and there throughout the year and a little bit recently here, that things I might need, things that I do need, things that I think are pretty cool. So first up, I have the ShareAWatt, which, you know, is kind of like bumming a cigarette, but, you know, you got to use it for power. It's from ThinkGeek. It's $20, and what it's kind of like a mini power strip, but with USB ports as well. So it'll handle two regular plugs. So you know, you plug this thing into an outlet near somebody. If you say, you know, you're at the airport, right, and you just want to plug in one of your devices, just in your phone or your laptop or your tablet, what have you. You want to plug it in and charge it up. But they're using both ports, you know, both power plugs. All you got to do is say, hey, can I bum a plug from you? And what you do is you plug this in, and they can plug it into this thing as well, and then you can plug into it. So they get their AC plug back, and you get one. So I think it's, you know, it's kind of fun. Well, not fun. It's kind of friendly that, you know, you're bumming a little bit of power. And plus, it's got two USB ports. So you can, you know, plug in your stuff. Or maybe you just need to have more stuff plugged in. This kind of helps you out, especially if you're traveling and you're at a hotel. There's never enough outlets right where you need it. But that little desk lamp, it's always got at least one power port, right? You plug that sucker into it, and then you can plug in a couple of your devices that, you know, like your laptop that needs it, and I don't know, maybe the charger for your phone, or you just plug your phone in via USB, whatever. Charge a few things. That's too cool. And it's $20. Come on. This thing is awesome. All right, so enough about that. Next up would be the Pocket Purifier, and it's only $20, and it kills germs within 15 seconds. It's one of those UV ray things, right? You know, and it's a compact UV light germ killing machine. In just like 10 to 15 seconds, you know, this UV light eliminates like 99% of things like E. coli, Staphylococcus, Salmonella, and germs that cause the flu and all the common colds and all that kind of gunk. You know, when you're traveling, you know, you're in hotel rooms, and those can be some of the nastiest places ever. You go in with one of these things, it's like a Lysol light. Yeah, you know, it'll kill anything and everything. I love that. That is too cool. I got lucky this year. You know, I didn't get sick traveling for the most part. I think I got a small cold at one point, but yeah, I was good after that. But I am so lucky. But this would be so nice. At $20, and I found that over actually at Extreme Geek, and the power port, the ShareAWatt, was over at ThinkGeek. So That was pretty slick. And then I found over at Extreme Geek itself a wireless luggage tag finder. And this was actually, I thought this would be more expensive, but it's only $25. It's cool. You know, it kind of takes a panic out of finding your luggage. You know, and either you get to the baggage claim area late, or you know, it gets there early and you miss it. It's pretty cool. What you have is you have this keychain that you have, and then your luggage tag has this the other half of this thing, and the keychain will sound, flash, and vibrate once your suitcase is within about they say about 65 feet. So you're going to know when that thing is coming if you're at the baggage claim before your luggage gets there. This is so slick. And then it deactivates once on the plane by measure of altitude, light, and noise. So, wow, that's interesting. So, you know, once you're, because when you're on the airplane and your bag is on the airplane, it's going to go off still. But once you separate, it stops. And then when it gets close to you at the baggage claim again, it'll go off. See, and you can turn that thing off as well. And it runs on a replaceable battery, which is good for about 100 hours. So that's pretty cool. $25. I mean, you know, at least you'll know where your bags are and if they're coming or not. You know, that's pretty slick. I like that. Cheap, but good. Another thing I need, and I need bad, is a new backpack for my laptop. Now, I kind of want one. I would like to get one. Don't know if I really need it much anymore. That would be TSA friendly, or, you know, at least handles everything that I need. Because I go to job sites, and I've always carried my laptop in a backpack rather than a laptop case. And I've been checking out. There's this one, this Samsonite Tectonic from Samsonite over at eBags. And it's really kind of cheap. It's only like $40, but it does everything I need it to do, except for the TSA thing. But then there was another one. Where did I see it? It was the Targus laptop bag. That looked pretty good too. It's $64 and. It's also at eBags. Pretty darn cool. So, Santa, yeah, go ahead. You know, I need a new bag. So if you could be so kind, get me a new laptop bag. I love this. I saw this. I had to put it on the list. It's the 2-person 60-mile-per-hour hovercraft. How cool is this? You'll be able to reach, like, locations that traditional vehicles just can't get to. At least, you know, not a single vehicle can get to any place that this thing can, for the most part. This hovercraft travels at a brisk 60 miles an hour, powered by a 60 horsepower gasoline engine, and it's got a two-cycle, two-cylinder, air-cooled engine. And a powerful 36-inch pulley-driven fan keeps the craft aloft on an 8-inch cushion of air while propelling it forward at speeds at 60 miles per hour. That is pretty killer. I think I saw them make this on How It's Made, and that is really interesting. You know, my boys would love this. This is so cool. It has a 6-gallon gas tank, a little windshield, a tachometer. What else? Yeah, you got to be 16 and up with an adult supervision to ride this thing. But, you know, that's pretty cool. I love it. I would really want to have one of these things, man. That would be too cool. And during the summer, you know, you go out, go to the lake and play on that, you know, come up off the beach. You don't have to have the trailer to put this thing on to, you know, not to back your trailer up into the water. You take that thing right out of the lake, right onto the beach. Get it right there. That is too cool. Alrighty. Of course, you know, that's $17,000. But, you know, over at Hammacher Schlemmer, you know, Santa. Yeah. Not a problem, right? Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I had to ask for that, right? You know, because I was hoping that, you know, throw that in there. Maybe I could get this. And this is the RFID Experimenter's Kit. It's $110 over at Extreme Geek. I thought this would be cool. I've always wanted to try messing with RFID tags. Kind of, you know, what could I use them around here for? You know, could I use it for finding devices? You know, because I constantly am picking something up, you know, tech stuff or just, you know, normal stuff. Pick it up, move it, put it down. And sometimes it just gets misplaced. Maybe this would help out with that. I don't know, but it'd be fun. Because, you know, that's how some of those toll booth things, you know, the here in California, we call it the Fast Pass. You just put it in your window or whatever, and you go through the toll booth, and it tells, you know, the Department of Transportation, oh, you know, Joe Blow just went through. And they take that, you know, take the toll out of your little account that you set up. Why can't we do that here at home? But this is pretty cool. It's a RFID kit that allows you to do your own stuff. And what do they have here? It's capable of being used as a, you know, for a tethered device for a PC or microcontrollers, or can be programmed to stand as a standalone device. It comes equipped with a USB and TTL serial with ability to add XB for wireless communications. That's pretty cool. Hook that up with their Arduino or something, maybe. It has 13 RFID tags that are supplied with it, so you can create a keyless entry that brings your home into the 21st century. Creates a computer log that only you can access. You can build a safe that, yeah, no one can crack, and many other things you can do with that. But this is pretty slick. I would really like to try maybe playing with that. So, yeah, Santa, $110 over at Extreme Geek, the RFID Experimenter's Kit. That's pretty darn geeky, I think. And then there is this. I think my boys and I would love to actually have this, Santa. And this is the Parrot AR Drone Quadricopter. And this thing is so cool. It's one of the first of its kind to be remotely controlled using a smartphone app. It's simple to fly thanks to an advanced internal guidance system that features a multiple set of gyroscopes, has dual ultrasonic altimeters and a three-axis accelerometer, and a powerful onboard computer that provides automatic stabilization and full piloting assistance. There's a pair of cameras that transmit a pilot's eye view directly to your screen via a dedicated Wi-Fi connection. With a range of over 150 feet. It's compatible with iPhone, iPod Touch, or Android. It flies up to 12 minutes on a single charge. It includes indoor and outdoor hulls, and it is powered by a rechargeable lithium polymer battery, which that's pretty darn high-tech, right? And light, because it needs to be. And it also comes with an AC adapter. This thing is pretty cool. There's some serious video on this, and I saw the video actually over at Brookstone, but I found it over at Front Gate for $249 versus the $299 over at Brookstone, or $300 actually. But the video's over at Brookstone, so go to Brookstone, check that out. It's a pretty serious looking copter. I think this thing is so cool, and some of the videos they have on it are just awesome. The way that, you know, you can control this thing and the things that this thing can do. So I thought that was pretty slick. Oh, what else have we got, Santa? It's not a big list, not a huge list. It's actually kind of short. And how about, it's a 16-inch portable USB monitor. And from AOC, I found this at Amazon for $137. I love this thing. It's the AOC E1649F WU 16-inch portable USB monitor. It is a 16-inch monitor. It has a resolution of 1366 by 768. It's USB powered. Are you kidding me? It's got its own built-in stand. You can have it in portrait or landscape mode. Doesn't matter. It's great for like what I do. In my 9-to-5, I am an MEP coordinator. I do use a 3D program to go ahead and take a look at 3D models of buildings that we're constructing. And we meet a lot with the owners, we meet with the engineers, we meet with the subcontractors. And the subcontractors, they throw all their work into this model that we, you know, we get part of it from the architect, part of it from the subcontractors. We put them all together, coordinate the whole thing. And it's great because we can sit down, take a look at say, a problem area where something's just not working, and we can all look at it in 3D. Now, when all I have is just my laptop, there's other things I want to take a look at, and having that second monitor would just be awesome, because at my office, my actual, you know, cube, I have a second monitor, but when I'm out in the field, I don't, and this would be awesome to have, so I can have that dual monitor capability. And it's a 16-inch. I mean, that thing's almost as big as the laptop monitor, if not a little bit more. I think my laptop is a 15.4-inch, and this would be a 16-inch. That's awesome. Need that. Love it. But if that's too expensive, you know, how about the Lilliput mini USB monitor? This over at ThinkGeek for $75. It kind of does the same thing, but it's just a 7-inch monitor, you know, a little display. And that'd be kind of cool. You know, it's not as big, obviously, but it would do the job. But, you know, put something else up. Maybe I need to check out an email, or, you know, maybe another screenshot or something like that. Look at some related work or whatever. But that would be really cool because, you know, you're traveling. Can't always bring that second monitor with you, but these portable USB ones, awesome. They don't need their own power. They power off the USB. Okay, so you know, got power for your laptop, you got power for that second monitor. That is so cool. Oh, and kind of last but definitely not least, I would like either a Samsung Galaxy tablet, a Zoom 2, or an iPad 2. I really, really, really want one of these. For me, personally, just to geek out on, because the wife has, you know, the iPad. She has her laptop. I got a laptop, but she has the iPad, and she'll have now the Kindle Fire. But my boy, if my wife's not on the iPad, my boy's on the iPad. That thing's constantly being used. But I want to be able to take one with me wherever I go. So if I'm at work, you know, and I have the iPad or the Zoom or whatever, I've got my own tablet that I can have. That would be totally awesome. I'd love that. 10-inch iPad, or, you know, a 7-inch Samsung Galaxy tablet, maybe the Zoom 2. It doesn't matter. I'll take any of them. You know, I'm not too Apple-centric or too Android-centric. I just want a tablet. Whatever you can slip under the tree there, Santa, I would really appreciate it. So, all right. Hey, what was the best tech that you gave or got for Christmas? Please send me in some audio, video, pictures, email, whatever. What did you get? What did you give for Christmas that was just the coolest thing, the best tech? And I'm excited to hear that. And we'll put it on the next show. Get it into me. We'll put it on the next show, our next couple of shows. And that would be so awesome. And hey, don't forget, like I said, we're going to CES this year. I got two of my buddies. We're going to be there. And I'm not directly working with the Tech Podcasts crew that's there, but I will be checking in with them, you know, and doing a few things for them, with them, whatever I can. and because I'm kind of doing this a little on my own. But we are going to be working with them a little bit as much as we can. That is going to be so cool. So I'll be in Vegas all week for CES, not just the 3 days that they're open to the public, but a couple days before. And like I said, I'm going to try and get some stuff out live. I'm going to try and do a live thing, and I'm going to be doing some streaming, some stuff. I'll, you know, do some recording, put some of that stuff on the website, and get that out to you. Pictures and all that kind of stuff. Tweet everything. So be on Google Plus, Facebook, whatever we can get it onto, we'll get it onto so you can check it out. All right. Hey, if you have any questions, comments, hate mail, whatever, just send them in. And oh, you know what? And I did have something, and I got to get it here, from Bruce Barr. I did. I almost forgot. That would be terrible for me to not put that in. So hold on. And while I pause this and I go get that, because he sent in an audio clip. Hold on. Okay, here is Bruce Barr and his tech for Christmas. So check this out.
Norb, it is Mr. Gadgets, it's Bruce, and I will record this little thing, this little ditty, and give it to you here by the Wednesday, here before Christmas, here in the year of our Lord 2011. So, my thing for Christmas, my brother-in-law has an interesting thing that is, she gives you money around Thanksgiving time. And she's done this, they've done it in my wife's family since before I was married to her. So 25 years at least they've been doing this in her family. And once the kids became of adult age, she would give the money to them early. That way, instead of buying something that for you that you didn't like or didn't fit, that you had to take back to the store or anything like that, you get the money, you can put extra money with it, and you can go out and buy whatever it is that you want for yourself. You don't tell anybody else what you bought. You wrap it up, and when you open it up on Christmas Eve, then you know what you're getting, and everybody else is surprised. And you always get what you want. So this has stood me in good stead through the years. And so in this particular year, I kind of lucked out and got my Christmas money just about the same time that something showed up on Woot, which has been intriguing me for years. So longstanding is my interest in electronics and all those kinds of things. But amongst the other kinds of hobby interests that have intrigued me over the years, although I never really, because of the expense involved, got into them fully, is radio controlled, not so much cars, but radio controlled airplanes, or specifically gliders, really fascinated me. This was in my college days, actually, was when I got interested in it. And the radio control back then was a little bit of a different animal. It wasn't as digitized as it is today. And you couldn't just go out and buy yourself an air hog the way you can now and have a very functional little radio controlled plane. Planes were messy because they were gas engine, right? Not these little electric ones that you can get now. And so that was quite an effort involved in, you know, getting into planes. But the idea of the glider was very interesting to me because you didn't have all that mess of the engine and everything like that. The way you would, and I suppose this is the way you would still, one way to launch a glider. Now, if you were really advanced, right, you'd have a glider that would be launched the same way that a real glider in real life would be, which you'd have a radio-controlled plane tow your glider up, and then you'd have a special control that would release it. And there are a few people who were so far into it that would actually do it that way. But typically, when you were solo flying, what you would do is you would use rubber tubing, right, which is used for various and sundry types of things, usually in regards to medical applications. But the rubber tubing would actually allow you to make this really super slingshotty kind of a deal. And so you would use the rubber tubing you would usually put stakes in the ground to actually allow for enough width and height for your giant slingshot. And you would walk back with your plane with a your glider plane with a hook, and you would slingshot your plane to get it enough velocity to be able to fly up into the air, and then of course you would glide around for as long as you could until it landed. Still required all the servos and all those kinds of things. And so that kind of fascinated me, but like I say, some of the expense involved and everything like that, never actually got into that. The other thing that really fascinated me was helicopters. Now, helicopters are difficult to fly in real life and are a whole speciality in terms of the flight of them. And back at this time, at least, helicopters were also the most difficult thing to fly in terms of radio control, or at least were very, very difficult to fly. I remember one radio control place here in town, over on the Kansas side, you know, because in Kansas City, we're right on the border between Missouri and Kansas, and they had a radio-controlled helicopter that was really, really cheap. You know, the whole thing was already built and really, really cheap, because apparently the guy who had bought it and built it and everything like that had taken it back and said, sell this for me because I can't fly it. It keeps on just flopping over and landing on its rotors and breaking them. So that wasn't really too much of an encouragement in terms of doing that. So helicopters have always fascinated me as far as radio control. Nowadays, of course, you can get the little mini helicopters that you can do fly inside the house, little electric ones, and it's a whole different world. So flash forward here to the era that we live in now and the quadcopters with the four rotors on them. And a lot of guys are building these and using Arduinos or other kinds of microcontrollers to control the four rotors and having them be more like drones. And so the most famous one, ones, the models, I think, are from the AR company. And there was an AR quadcopter that came on sale at Woot for within an easy price range of not exactly the amount of money I had as Christmas money, but there wasn't too much I had to add to it, and I could buy myself the quadcopter. So that is what I have for my, you know, kind of geeky, I'm going to have my own drone, right, that you can fly with a iPhone as the controller and have a quadcopter, and I'm going to own my own drone. That should be fun. And then, of course, I'm going to start, you know, hacking on it and seeing if I can't get it to be computer controlled instead of flying it with the you know, the iPhone as a controller, and just see what all I can do with, play around with it. So, all right. So, Merry Christmas to you and yours and all of your listeners, and a happy and safe new year. And I'll talk to you and all the other guys next year. And Normia, you and I will talk before then, but you know why. Bye.
Bruce, I love it. Now, believe it or not, I did not listen to this before I went ahead and made my list, because my list has the quadricopter. It's the exact same thing. He's getting the quadricopter, the AR drone quadricopter, the Parrot AR drone. Awesome. And he's going to take and hack that thing. That's why they call him Mr. Gadget. He's going to try and hack that thing to where he can fly it with his computer rather than the iPhone or Android or whatever. That is so cool. Bruce, if you get that done, I want video of that. You got to send some sort of video. You know what? Just send some photos or video or whatever of that thing anyway. That is so cool. I think that is like, that is a really cool geek toy. I mean, that is just so awesome. So, yeah, send us some video or something on that. That'd be too cool. All right. At least the pictures. All right, buddy. I appreciate it. And for all of you, you know, that are celebrating Christmas, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year coming up. Hope everybody's just having, you know, a good holiday season, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, doesn't matter. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. And if you have any questions, comments, email me, please, tctpodcast@gmail.com. If you like the show, and I think you do, please recommend us to a friend. All the show notes and links and contact info are at the website, www.totallycooltech.com. Hey, do you know about some cool tech that we just haven't talked about on the show? Send it in. Let me know. I would love to talk about it. Or if you want to talk about it, send in an audio comment. Record it. Send it in to tctpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can call the Totally Cool Tech Podcast listener line, area code 540-999-TECH. It's only a 3-minute recording, so that's the limit there. But that's cool. You want to, chat with me or whatever, look for me on Twitter. I'm on Google+, and we're out on Facebook, so check that out. All right, everybody, that's it. I will see you next time. Merry Christmas, everybody.